So that's quite interesting here at 45 seconds, where the New Zealand shooter, he looks into the mirror. You can see his face in the mirror. So maybe anybody can tell me if it's really him. So in here you got even a closer pick of that, eh? A closer screenshot. It's not really a screenshot, it's the video editing material. Here at 1 minute one, it's the whole thing is like 16 minutes, I think. You can see him driving, and he's got you can see the steering wheel. Most of the time you can see the the ceiling of the car, as he has the camera on his helmet. So this is a scenery you see a lot in this film, because the camera is so high on his helmet, you see the ceiling of the inside of the car all the time, a lot, until at a certain moment then. And I can only show you the screenshots because, censorship, eh? Well, they censor it anyway, but I'm not going to put on any more fucktube. So at 3 minute 10, about after 3 minutes and 10 secs of some Balkan music, some Yugoslav music, probably because of the war against the Muslims or something, or maybe his heritage of this bloke, he pulls off his helmet and shows himself, looks straight in the camera. So here you can see how Brenton Tarrant, on March 15, 2019, the 28-year-old Australian, young bloke actually, assumably killing 51 persons. He's having his camera slightly on the left side of his helmet, so probably like a lot of this longer type of cameras on the side of his head. But it's, yeah. So here you can see three rifles lying here. This is number one. Here's a bolt action. This is a bolt here, bolt action rifle with a scope on it, and it looks like a bigger caliber. This is not a 223, this is a 308. So they're lying, eh? And this is a shotgun, like full of like graffiti on it. And since now we are at almost 6 minutes, and for the last 1.5 minutes he's been playing like military style marching music, probably to hype himself up, eh? Then at the 6 minute, he steps out of the car and he takes another assault rifle. The other three rifles he leaves in the car. Then all of a sudden, he has his hands free. I don't know how he did it in no time. I mean, there was no time to even to put the gun down, the assault rifle. So there must have been a second person, or it's all like it's all fake, you know. So there's another sort of AK-47 type of rifle to the left, with a strange sort of like grip. And he takes out a shotgun with a scope on it. Well, you don't need a scope on a shotgun, eh? You just aim it and you don't miss. Eh? It's not for a long distance, so that's weird too. It's full of graffiti. I'll show you the assault rifle he had in his hand, like going into the trunk. So here you can see him when he went out of the right side of the car, went into the trunk with this assault rifle, and now he's going into the trunk and he retrieves the other ones. So that's 6 rifles altogether. And still the music is going on, you know, this military marching music. So did this guy really have the time to edit this video, to do some video editing, put the music in it as well? You need a lot of time. And I mean, with its very, very bad quality, you know, he didn't do any editing. This is so bad. With all the preparations, you know, 6 rifles and scopes on it and painting it and such a bad quality, you know. This is very, very fishy. So just after the trunk episode, you know, now we're at 6:37, 6 minutes 37. He's gunning down the first people with an assault rifle, you know, which is aiming too high. He would have shot the ceiling out here. And I could hear him talk to another person. So, I mean, where is the assault rifle? I don't see it anymore all of a sudden, right? There were two persons. And why all the other four rifles? I mean, it's all sort of the same style caliber. You know, if you want to have different rifles, you take one for very long distance, like a caliber 50 or something, a sniper rifle, or a Lapua Magnum, or a 308, you know, for a longer distance. And you have one for close quarter battle, preferably a caliber 45, like the Chris Vector or something. And then you have a middle range, like a normal assault rifle, like caliber 223 or even a 308. And then for a long distance, you have a scope rifle. But these were all the same type of rifles. Doesn't make any sense. Why the same type of rifles? I mean, they're all for the same distance, sort of, you know. This is interesting because I had to go back a sequence, like getting his gun out of the trunk, because I noticed, you know, the shooting, the rapid fire is too rapid. It's not a shotgun with which he is shooting inside the mosque. All of a sudden, the shotgun has disappeared and he has two different assault rifles, and one of them he's throwing away. It's all a lie. So, you know, he just threw the shotgun away with a too high rapid fire for a shotgun. And he has this assault rifle here on semi. And I'm not going to show you the dead bodies and all that because of the censorship and all that. And you can see here, you know, it's showing the right hand side of this gun here, while he's having the camera on his helmet, even on the left hand side of his helmet. So, you know, he's unless he's a left handed shooter, he should have shown it on the right side. So again, you know, when he enters here with the shotgun, supposedly, he has his left hand in front. And it should show it far more to the left-hand side of the gun. As his helmet, as you know, he's got his, it's on the left side of his helmet, the camera, you know. So unless he's having it like on his right shoulder almost here. But that's kind of fishy, you know. They made a video game out of it, and it shows even worse later. So I'm not going to show you the dead bodies, because it's not about that, you know. It's about the mistakes they made. So here you see the right hand side of the gun, while the helmet is even on the left hand side of his helmet, and he's got his left hand in front, so he should have his rifle on his right hand shoulder, and it should show the left hand side. This is a complete fake. It just made a video game out of it. So here at 9 minutes, he left the mosque and he's outside, like aiming at somebody. And again, you know, he has his, like his camera, like here, you know. So why is it showing the right hand side? This is a joke, is it? I didn't even think about it. Just made a video game about it. And, well, everybody sees some pictures and everyone believes the video game, eh? We all believe the pictures anyway, eh? You know, here you can see a shell flying, like here. There it is. And looks a bit too big as well, you know. Look, it's as big as his hand, eh? Look at that, man. And they just completely disappear, you know, like on the ground. You see them fall on the ground, then they disappear. I can't show it. It's such a very bad image. But if you have a big screen and you can see that, you know. I mean, if I would show it, I would show you nothing because they disappear. How can I show that to you? It's a video game, you know. It's not real. And still the right side of the gun. And it's such a bad image, you know. You wouldn't, not even with a mini DV, you know, the old cameras, you know, with a cassette, you would have this bad image, you know. How did he do it? They just didn't want people to see too much, eh? Video editing. And right after the presumed shooting and then shooting in the street, he goes back to his car with the trunk still open, with all the goodies in there, you know, ready for any Muslim maybe, you know, to grab, right? Why would he do that? Then he grabs another gun from the trunk and he throws the other gun on the ground with which he has been shooting. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with that gun? Why take another one? Hey, you just need another mag, don't you? He throws this one on the ground. He grabs this one out of the trunk, which is empty. I'll show more of that. It's completely empty. And this is not the gun which was in there before. And it's not the gun he's going to shoot with. I'll show that to you. Yeah, you can see the empty trunk at 9:33. With the two, one on the ground and the other one picking it up. It's not the same one. So this is the gun he was supposed to have picked out of the trunk. Did anybody of you see this on that gun? Well, I didn't. Look, it's a very short mag. That gun had a very long mag. And look at how long the cartridges are. I don't know what that is. Never seen that before, eh? And then he runs back. He loses so much time. I mean, still expecting somebody to walk around after all that, and go back and, you know, fire another a couple of more rounds and see if there's any duckies left. Then at 12:49, almost at the end, he ran over a woman and he's driving away, and he sees this bloke standing here. He gets his the bloke doesn't even go away. So he gets his shotgun out from was still lying the three rifles like here, and he shoots through the window. The window doesn't break, no hole in it. I mean, with a shotgun, you see him reload the shotgun. That must make an awful noise in the, inside the car. You know, you need some ear protectors because you're not going to hear anything anymore for the whole bloody day if you do so inside a bloody car. So the window doesn't even break, you know, it doesn't even smash up. Two times he shoots through the windshield screen. Then he drives on. He punches another round through the through nothing, through the windshield screen. Nothing happens. And he sees the bloke again. He stops, and he's on the left-hand side of the car, and he shoots through the left-hand side window, which all. It explodes. You can see the glass here, all pieces of glass like exploding. I just got the right moment. Oh, and look at what he is. All of a sudden, he got his right hand on the rifle. Look here. So now all of a sudden, he's a left-hand shooter or what? I mean, it's easier to be a left-hand shooter, a right-hand shooter if you shoot to the right side of the. To the left side of the car, you know, and vice versa. If you want to shoot through the right side of the car, it better be a left-handed shooter. And this here, now all of a sudden, he's a right-handed shooter, a left-handed shooter. I'm sorry, left, right, left, right. Left, right, yeah. Your left, your right, come pick up your left, your left, your right, your left. Problem with the left and the right, yeah. So he's got his right hand, you know, in front of the gun. Weird. It's all fake. And at the end of the shooting, he's playing the song Fire. I'll take you to burn. I'm the god of hellfire. I'll burn your mind. Fire. 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 So it's always important, you know, to look at the message they give in the text. He says, I'm the god of hellfire and I'll bring you fire. So, you know, I know who's behind it, yeah. I'll take you to burn fire. I take you to learn. I'll see you to burn fire, fire. Yeah, you fought hard and you saved and earned, but all that thing has got to burn out your mind, your tiny mind. You know, you've really been so blind. You know, what we see, we're all blind. We don't see it. I'm telling you how it was, you know. Now it's time, burn your mind. They burn our minds with this video game here. You fall apart, went far behind. We're all far behind. There are 8 moves ahead of us and we are behind. They're all saying it in the bloody song. And I tell you, I show you some more of this guy. You know, Arthur Brown, he's English and he made that song in 1968, Fire and the God of Hellfire. And he's a well-known Satanist, bringing it into music. He was one of the first, or maybe the first, bring it into rock music, just like Rammstein. Huh? You all see the octagon behind this bloke. And Brenton Tarrant, he was a Templar. So octagon of the Knights Templars were behind it. A Swiss, eh? Just like the guy in Norway, the Breivik guy. Templars always are behind it, folks. Don't worry. And there he is again, Arthur Brown, 1968, Fire. And you see, this ruins, I have no doubt at all that it is a Templar's ruins somewhere in England or in Scotland. Maybe next to this Roslyn Chapel or whatever. And you know what he's got on his, what he got on his head? The Isis horns of the goddess Isis. This guy's an initiate. And he's using music, just like Brenton Tarrant. If it was really him, I have my doubts. I don't think it was him. Yeah, he has nothing to do with it. They probably brainwashed him. I mean, he's in prison. What can he say? You know, what can you say when you're in prison? You can't say anything anymore. There's nothing coming out, you know. Yeah, it's only incoming. You see, there he is with the Isis horns here and here. Oh, you can't even see it here. And he's crossing his arms like a pharaoh, eh? Well, here you can see it better with the Isis horns and always fire. Isis with fire, eh? Pharaohs. It's all satanic. I already made a very short video about it in a McDonald's restaurant because I don't have a home. Now I'm sitting somewhere else in a restaurant, yeah. But it's a lot quieter and I can use here my video editor. So already made a film about it and it got immediately deleted by FuckTube. So here you can read that Brenton Tarrant, well, he was an alleged Templar as well. And I think the bloke has nothing to do with it. It's the other ones behind it. Eh? Eh, Swissy? Eh? It's Octagon Knights Templars having their stamp all over it. Eh, Swissy? He said he visited the Knights Templars. Well, why did he visit them, eh? Eh, Swissy? They came and visit you, eh? Okay, people, standing in a forest, you know, and I don't want anybody, you know, to see me walking around with a little scar in my pocket, right? And I want to tell you that the they are taking away my YouTube channels like Jure. I don't have a place to do it. I don't have a home.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a complete hoax. I don't know if there were dead people or not. I don't know. What was it? In 2019, the beginning of the year, in March or something. I don't remember. I'm in the forest, right? I can't look it up here. And, you know, the guy, he was holding his rifle like, he was holding it with his left hand, so he must have been a right-hand shooter, right? And, I'll take this thing off here. Because he was holding it like this, the rifle. He didn't have this, this handy thing underneath, you know. And, so if you hold your gun, like, in your left hand, you know, you are a right-hand shooter, right? And you have it on your right shoulder. The problem was, though, he had a camera on his head, like on his helmet. And if he would have been a right-hand shooter, he would have shown the left-hand side of the gun. But this is not the case. They showed the right-hand side of the gun. So he must have had it like in an awkward way on his left hand shoulder and his right hand here, showing the right hand side of the gun. You don't shoot a gun like this, you know. It's like, you know, it's always left right or right left. It's diagonal. Shooting is, tennis is, you know, like tennis. You know, you hit the ball and you're on your left hand, on your left leg. It's left right. It's always diagonal. Like if you throw up the ball, you know, you go back and you stand on your right hand, your right leg, and you throw it up. It's diagonal, like this. You know, there are straight shooters, but all shooters are diagonal shooters, if you want, eh? So that means left hand, right shoulder. And then you would have been showing the left hand side. So it's a hoax, eh? They did a very bad job. A bad, unprofessional, like video game, right? And he's shooting through the left hand window, I recall, and the window smashes all up. But then he does the same thing. He punches a few rounds through the windshield screen, and there's not even a hole in it. Nothing. It doesn't break apart. Nothing. And the shells are just disappearing on the ground. You know, it's real weird. It's all fabricated. I don't know if there were real dead people. I suppose there were. I suppose there were. I mean, they got a lot of material in Syria, you know, dead material. Yeah. Our masters, they lie, you know, Octagon of the Knights Templars, the base Switzerland. Yeah. Switzerland was already Rome in the Roman times, you know. It was the military base, the biggest military base of Rome, Switzerland. It was their base where they hid all the stuff. Because they saw it coming, eh? The Romans. In a way they didn't see it coming. But they prepared everything. This is what I want to say, they saw it coming. They thought of every possibility, eh? You have to think 8 moves ahead. If you don't, 8, like Octagon. If you don't, you don't see it. And the Celts, they didn't look like even 1 move ahead. Great warriors, though. Eh? You know, when they won a battle, they won all their battles. They did. And they felt so superior. They say, oh, let's get the cider out. Let's have a party, eh? Let's have a big party. Now we won. So the Romans, you know, they didn't cut out the roots. And the Romans, they came back horrible. You know, in Spain with Viriato and Vercingetorix in France, they killed everybody. The women, the children, it was a real genocide. The biggest genocide we might have ever seen, or we didn't see it, yeah. And until the Romans, you know, they came heads up with the Germanic tribes. And that was a completely different ball game. You know, that's thorough, you know, Germanic, Mercedes, BMW. You go all the way to the end, you know, you think about the roots as well. The roots of evil, if you want. So the Germanic tribes, they bashed the Romans up and they chased them all the way to Rome. And they finished off Rome, you know, do a thorough job. This is what a war is about. It's not about partying and say, oi, we won, eh? We won the war. No. One battle doesn't mean you won the war. And so the Roman elite, who was entirely pharaonic aristocracy, with Caesar being the king of Rome, married to Cleopatra, Caesar, Tsar, it means the king in demotic, pharaonic, like in a sarcophagus. It means a box to put the king in. See my film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. And they said, okay, well, they couldn't stay in Italy, you know, the elite. Because they were all these, especially the Vandals, they did the job, you know. That's why we still have the word vandalism. They hate the Vandals, the elite does. The Vandals are the most dangerous tribe. They finally settled down in the lowlands. And then they came to South Africa. Well, here I am, blokes. Here's the Vandal. What do you want, eh? What do you want? Here's the Vandal. We survived in South Africa, eh? Well, part of me is, well, you know the whole story. And there was the Langobards, but the Vandals, they were the real dangerous dudes, eh? And they also went to Andalusia, which comes from Vandalusia. The Vandals had a big empire in North Africa, in what's Tunisia now. And the most dangerous tribe in the world. And so they said, okay, they couldn't stay in Italy. They were all roaming around, the Vandals, looking for the last bottle of wine. And so the elite said, oh, look, wait a minute, we emptied De Gaulle, France. We killed everybody, it's completely empty, well, let's go there. So they went back in little groups, built themselves a castle. This is why we don't have any castles in Europe before the year 1000. You know, it needed some time, you know, to do all this. The earliest castles are like 700-800, very, very rare, there's just one or two of them. They're more in Spain because of the Caliph. They were the earliest castles in Europe. From the Caliph and the Emir, also pharaohs, nothing Arabic. No, mixed Arabic stuff, right? And they raped our women in the castle, and after 5 generations they looked like us, and then they talked like us, and we couldn't recognize them anymore. We accepted them as our kings. We never had any kings, you know, the European didn't even know. In the prehistoric times, what was going on the other side of the hill, let alone rule an entire country. You need a huge army to do that, especially in those days. You need a Roman army. There were no European kings, there never were any. We had warrior chiefs, yeah, Vercingetorix, and that's all. That's all. And, you know, people were living in little villages, and that's all. And so they fought us back from the inside out. And this is the enemy, folks. They're pharaohs. They're not from here. And they are behind the, with their Templars and Octagon and their Swiss base, they are behind the New Zealand shooting. And it's a very bad job they did, eh? Very bad. So, okay. Sorry, it was a bit long. My mind is always, you know, see some things here and left and right and things I have to tell you. I can talk here for 2 hours, eh? But, yeah, right. Okay, Swissy, eh? Time is up, eh, Swissy? Right? You're not even a diagonal shooter, eh? We are the straight shooters, eh? Eh, Vandals coming back, here I am. Survived in South Africa for hundreds of years, eh? Right. And I'll do a thorough job for you, eh? Against you. Swissy? let's just say, a thorough job, you know, dramatic. Swissy, tell it, I'm talking to you, Swissy. It's a thorough job, eh? I tell the world where the roots are, the roots of evil. Swissy. Okay, folks. Do something, eh?